Dear Diary, young people, I have advice. That's right. Wise old Uncle Zach, or mean old Uncle Zach, or drunk old Uncle Zach, has some words of wisdom. And I know this advice is going to be controversial, but I don't care. I'm not going to sit here and candy coat life for you and say stupid things like,
you can be anything you want to be if you put your mind to it.
I mean, it's nice to put some effort into things and try to reach a goal, but let's not act like your mind is some mythical entity with magical powers that automatically gives you everything you want. Quite the opposite, really, because your mind is a lazy, second-guessing jerkhead that, if anything else, does a really good job at holding you back. Unless, of course, your goal is to lay around on the couch, binge watch an entire season of Cobra Kai, and then just complain about how things at work aren't the way you want them to be, well then your mind is awesome for that one. Anyway, here's my advice today for the youth. Kids, don't be good at anything. That's right. The worst thing you can do is be good at stuff.
What? What are you saying? How dare you tell them not to be all they can be? They need to strive for excellence.
No. No, they do not. Now, you don't want to suck at stuff, but you also don't want to be super awesome at any one skill. Why? Because when you're really good at something, all your friends and family are going to take advantage of that and make you do it all the time. I'm a really good cook. So guess what happens? I gotta be the one who cooks all the time. And there's no escaping it. People come over, I gotta cook. But when I go to their house, oh, well, I mean, you're such a better cook than me. Do you mind making the food? You're just so good at it. You see? You see what happens when you're good at stuff? If you're really good at planning a vacation, well, now you're everybody's travel agent. If you're really good at giving massages, well, now suddenly everybody's back is super sore and needs your help. And God forbid you're good at fixing stuff. You are dead. So that's right, kids. Don't strive for excellence. Strive for okayness. That way, you can get by in a pinch when you need to accomplish something, but nobody's ever gonna hit you up to do it for them either. You'll never make anything of yourself, but everyone will also leave you alone. Excellence is overrated, my friends. It just causes more problems than it solves. And the other kick in the teeth is a lot of times you're excellent and you still don't get anything out of it, so you might as well have been mediocre in the first place. Till next time, Diary, I say goodbye.